Is this just women? Sorry, it must just be women. No, that's men's clothes. I'm going in here.
Hi, chaps. I felt that the only way I could get on in Leicester was to integrate into their local culture, so I've spent 40 quid in there, and that's what I've done. I think I'm now going to fit in much more in Leicester, and I'm looking forward to the rest of the documentary, to be honest. So let's just see how it goes from there. Hello, hello. I'm doing my best to fit in. To fit in, yeah. All right, let's go. Thought I'd integrate into the local culture, you know. Yeah, you know, would you think I was a? I think I was an Indian. I passed for an Indian. All right, good. Feel slightly self-conscious. Afternoon. Look, they've got a white guy on the advert. I could be him. Isn't that interesting? And they dye their skin white as well, don't they? It's very comfortable. Because the air kind of blows up here. It's very, very comfortable and relaxing. I don't know why they're all so stressed and killing each other when they dress like this. In fact, thinking about it, she said, would you like pyjamas? I think this would be very pleasant if I had no underwear on at all. And there would be an upward breeze, like a convection current, in that whole genital area. But I imagine that would be haram. But to be fair, this is Hindu, so they don't really have that problem. Lucky we're not living in a Jain area. In a Jain area of Leicester. Because then I'd have to integrate by being sky-clad. Which is to just walk around completely naked. It's a change is as good as a rest, they say, and I do have a feeling, not least because I have a nice breeze blowing up me, perhaps, that this is like a little holiday. It's a little holiday abroad. Different smells, different everything. And that kind of takes my mind away from the fact that we're living in an ex-industrial town with Victorian buildings, but it's India. It's a strange culture shock. Culture shock stage one, where it's all exciting and positive and whatever. I imagine if I lived here for a while, culture shock stage two, i.e. that man telling me earlier that they won't give houses to white people, but he can't bolt to leave, would hit in. But this is culture shock stage one. Cook's tour, Gandhi. They are actually quite nice. Now, some would argue that that is, hello, what do you think? Do I look Indian? Yeah. So one of the problems with places like other parts of Leicester, perhaps not here, but in general, is that if you have a dominant ethnicity, you have basically relatively high social trust. People trust each other, people cooperate with each other, people do things, people engage in social goods and so on. If you have a small, single foreign group, then that foreign group will perhaps create its own community and so on. But if you have lots of foreign groups, lots of different foreign groups, all small percentages of each, that's when you're going to get conflict, because there's no overarching culture, there's no overarching group that has control, and so everyone feels they can fight for control. People might feel resentment against another small foreign group, and that's when things really kick off. And that's kind of what you saw in this area, in that there is a Muslim minority in this area sufficient to be annoyed that it's dominated by Hindus. And that minority is large enough for things to kick off. And so this is a microcosm in some ways of what's going to happen in England, which is lots of ethnic groups fighting each other. What do they teach you about sort of things like body culturalism and stuff like that? Do they teach you a lot about that?
Yeah, yeah.
What stuff do they teach you about that?
Black History Month.
You get Black History Month?
Yeah.
And do you get taught about English history?
Yeah,
history. So when was the Battle of Agincourt?
Oh, We're not on that yet.
Oh, you're not on that. What year are you in?
18.
That's 13. That's younger than my daughter. So do the English kids, do you have any English kids at your school?
Very little.
Yeah.
Very little, really?
Yeah.
So it's mainly Asians?
Yeah.
What was it, mainly Hindu or Muslim or what? Eh?
Yeah.
It's
mixed.
It's mixed, it's mixed. Does that ever cause any problems?
No.
No. All right, okay. That's, excellent. What do you think of my garb? It's good, isn't it?
It's very nice.
So would I pass for an Indian?
Yeah.
All right, well, thank you very much, girls. Goodbye. So, there's a lot of Asians around here. I haven't seen any white people. Are there any white kids at your school?
Yes.
What sort of percent of each class is white?
25.
About a quarter of each class is white. And are they mainly sort of friends with the... Is it sort of divided? Are they friends with each other and people that are Muslims are friends with Muslims?
No.
Hindus are friends with Hindus? No? So it all mixes in?
Yeah.
I left school in 1999 and I get the impression things have changed somewhat. So what kind of thing are they teaching you? I mean, what they teach you in history?
Just like the regular stuff.
What is the regular stuff?
Like
wars and stuff.
Wars, yeah.
So when was the Battle of Agincourt?
Not learned that yet.
Right. When was the Battle of Hastings?
I can't remember.
When did the Romans come to Britain?
Don't know that as well.
When did World War II start?
Don't know that.
When did World War II finish?
I think I know when World War I started. 1914.
That's very good. World War II finished 80 years ago today. 80 years ago today. Okay, so they don't teach you much history. That's clearly the case. Do they teach you much about all this sort of transsexual stuff that's fashionable these days? Do you have your own bathrooms for men and women, or do you have to, like, mix?
Yeah.
All right.
We have, like, a few separate ones and a couple mixed as well.
Mixed?
Yeah, so what...
Filthy. Okay, and do you have any girls that reckon they're boys and that kind of thing? Because I hear that's fashionable among the young people. Girls that think they're boys.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
And they dress as boys?
Yeah.
And do they go to the boys' changing rooms for PE?
No.
They go to the girls' changing rooms?
Yeah.
Not really boys. But I'd like to stop talking to children because I'm not a paedophile.
Are you ready for the future of the West?
Thank you for listening. If you'd like to hear the full thing, as well as help with my other projects, then please become a subscriber at jollyheretic.com.